Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you very much. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen. I'm coming to you from the Cleveland Clinic. And of course, our sponsors, longevityplaybook.com. Go to their website, sign up for the free newsletter. Very soon, you'll be able to sign up for the longevity coaching program that takes you through everything you need to know and learn on how to stay young for much longer and healthier as a healthy young person for much longer. That is right. 60 is now the new 40. Pretty soon, 90 is likely to be the new 40. And of course, Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum and DIE, D-I-A, RES, R-E-S, Q, all from lifesfirstnaturals.com. Go to their website and enjoy that experience of reading the randomized controlled double-blind studies, one of the very few companies that actually does legitimate science in randomized double-blind studies against the best other treatments, and has shown how good their both bovine colostrum and, if you will, Truebiotics are, and why I take them daily. Cancer prevention and benign prostatic hypertrophy. Well, this is a story about why you should get preventive screenings. And it is our Roizen rule for a younger you, get preventive screenings. Why? As the PSA testing has decreased since 2010, late-stage prostate cancers are killing more men. How many more? Well, it's gone from less than 3% over 10% now presenting with prostate cancer have very late prostate cancers. The cure? More PSA routine testing in men over the age of 50. What's the history? Well, in the 1980s to 2000s, PSA tests were routine in men over 50. And in fact, it got down to less than 3% of men with prostate cancer didn't live the rest of their life without prostate cancer causing them a significant life-ending problem. But into 2010, there was a debate among who should get, if you will, screened, and less PSAs were done. And in 2010, for men over 65, you practically have to pray to get one because Medicare stopped paying for them unless there were a lot of ways we actually could write the lab test to sneak you in. Well, the result of that, it's penny wise and pound foolish for you as a patient because many more people, triple the number, are presenting with late stage prostate cancer as presented in the year 2000 and 2000 to 2010. The second one is to get preventive screenings. In 2018, the administration that was going at that time changed the rules on Obamacare in an executive presidential action and said it was fine to have insurance plans that have short-term limited duration. Well, what's happened with that? You got it. There's been almost a doubling of late-stage cancer diagnoses in the people who bought these plans that don't cover the screenings as opposed to those that do. It's horrible. That's in just 6 years. Well beyond wellness, food insecurity is tied to cardiovascular disease events. That's a doubling. People who said they were food insecure and didn't have cardiovascular disease, if you will, when they followed them for the 18 years, those people who were food insecure had a doubling of cardiovascular disease events. Our Odd Omega number one story this week, only eat food you love that loves you back. A new bill targets harmful ingredients in California school foods. So by 2026, they're going to start to have to get highly processed foods such as cookies and cakes and other food that has high sugar, high saturated fat, and toxic ingredients in it, high salt. And by 2030, it will have to be fully phased out. The person who proposed this, it's actually a bipartisan bill, but the lead person has formally gotten 4 dyes out of the California food system, totally out of California, which has helped all of us because California is such a big state that food companies don't make them in any of our foods anymore. And that's a really good thing. The second Otto Mega story, only eat food you love that loves you back. This is an FDA has unveiled a transparency tool for easy check of contaminant levels in food. I went on their website to look at it and was disappointed, not that it didn't do what it said it was doing, but that it really doesn't tell you where the food is. It's chemical contaminants transparency tool, CCT tool, but you can look it up under chemical contaminants transparency tool. All it does is tell you what the contaminants are in, for example, fish in general. It lists them, but without going into the specifics of which fish or where or whether it's more in salmon or mackerel. By the way, mercury is much more in mackerel than in salmon. But that isn't what this website does. This website just tells you what the safe level is in their status and what it is of all the food, of all the contaminants that could be found in fish, but without specifying individual brands or anything else. So it's a transparency tool to find out what could be there, but not a transparency tool that tells you what to avoid in the specifics of food. The longevity is the next disruptor segment. Science is moving fast to let you live younger longer if you can keep going with this rate. Circulating proteins predict Crohn's disease years in advance. Maybe they cause it. And maybe therapeutic plasma exchange, getting rid of those proteins in a progressive way, just like you can with Alzheimer's disease and get a recovery of cognitive function, or of long COVID and get a recovery of function there. Well, in this case, we know the proteins that predict it. Now, maybe you can get rid of it by doing therapeutic plasma exchange or plasma donation and exchange and feel a lot better. Those are the top stories of the week. Get preventive screenings. Men over 50 insist on PSA tests. 75 and over insist on them too. Even if you have to pay for them yourself, this is a penny smart and pound smart way, because remember, not getting them means you don't get it detected early and able to be treated early. Same thing. Don't get the short-term limited duration insurance plans that don't cover preventive screenings. Those end up with a doubling of late stage cancer diagnoses. Food insecurity. Well, if you're food insecure, remember, find a way of becoming less insecure. Work at the food bank or figure out a way of working at a job that makes you less food insecure. The new bill is targeting harmful ingredients in California school food. That's a good thing. And maybe as the rate of science is moving fast to find out what proteins are associated with what diseases in the future, maybe we can get rid of those proteins early and you not have those diseases from those misguided proteins that you're producing. And maybe we can find out why you're producing them in the long run. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. This is episode 1238A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. In this case, make sure you get your preventive screenings for men over 40. Get the PSA test for both. Don't buy that short-term insurance that doesn't cover it. And remember, only eat food you love that loves you back. So avoid those ultra-processed foods, cookies, french fries, etc., even red and processed red meat. And keep looking and listening to this program, because we're going to tell you when that therapeutic plasma exchange is available to you. And remember, longevityplaybook.com is the site for the free newsletter that teaches you about longevity. And the lifesfirstnaturals.com is a site that helps you get TruBiotics, bovine colostrum, and DiRescue, and to find out the data on why I think most people over 50 should be taking bovine colostrum and a TruBiotic daily. Thanks again. We'll be back next week. I hope you are. And by the way, we had a spectacular guest on 1238B. It's all about your eyesight and what you can do to preserve not only yours, but your grandkids, and maybe your kids too. Thanks again for listening.